State Senator Jeff Clemons is proposing creation of an online voter registration system just in time for the 2016 elections. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Clemons, a Democrat from Lake Worth, wants the State Division of Elections to establish a secure website, which would accept voter registration applications beginning next January 1st. Senate Bill 228 is one of the top priorities of the Florida Association of County Election Supervisors.
Online registration is an important step forward, and we believe the time is right. The technology is there.
Escambia County's David Stafford says currently one wishing to register can complete an online application, which is transferred to the supervisor of elections, but the applicant must then print out the document, sign it, and mail it to the elections office.
The concept is that if an individual is already in the driver's license office database, then they would access the online voter registration tool, which would then link up to their driver's license information, and they would complete that process, and it could be done fully online.
That would be aimed at confirming the names and birth dates of potential voters. Upon confirmation, the data and digital signatures would be sent to the local supervisor's offices. Stafford says one part of the system's already in place.
In a non-election year, we, at least here in Escambia County, get somewhere in the 80 percentile of all of our registrations through the driver's license office. So they're already doing a large majority of the initial intake. What this would do, it basically would allow that same thing to happen just from a computer that is not sitting in front of a driver's license operator.
The Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, is a nonprofit organization that helps states improve voter roll accuracy and increase access to voter registration. 11 states and the District of Columbia have joined since its formation by the nonpartisan Pew Charitable Trusts in 2012.
The majority of the utilization of the online registration system is used to actually update a voter's registration versus a brand new registration. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we as supervisors have, is making sure we keep up with our population. It's estimated that one out of every four voters moves between presidential elections.
More states are projected to join ERIC this year and beyond, and that's the association's other priority for the upcoming legislative session, to add Florida to that number, enabling the state to share voter statistics with the other member states.
Basically, what it does is it goes through and uses different sources of information to identify potentially duplicate voters, someone who would maybe registered in more than one state. Perhaps equally importantly, identifies potential deceased voters.
Florida says Stafford does a pretty good job in state when it comes to sharing voter registration numbers among the 67 counties.
So if you move from Leon County to Monroe County, you're almost assured that your voter registration information is going to be transferred from County A to County B. The challenge is what happens when these voters leave the state or come to the state. What happens to that registration in either the previous state or in the new state?
Members of the State Association of Supervisors of Elections have been in Tallahassee, meeting with lawmakers on SB 228 and joining ERIC. Escambia's David Stafford says the initial feedback has been very good. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.